Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Happy Friday, friends, and welcome to Billboard's first stream live for April 17th, 2020.
I am Chelsea Briggs. He's, you know, Fernando Ventura. And we are here once again for our weekly listening party to take you through the biggest new music releases of the week. We got you.
It is another big one, Chelsea. Sam Smith and Demi Lovato are Olympic superstars now.
Oh,
in case you didn't know, we're going to get into that in a little bit. Plus, we're going to hear from DaBaby. Pitbull is going to tell us about how his new anthem came about.
Lauren Uraghi's got a new song, my girl. So pumped for that one. And we're going to hear how the debut album's coming along. Finally, Lauren, give us that music.
And we've also got new music from Playboi Carti, Brett Eldridge, and Chelsea. You've got something pretty big to share with us in a little bit.
Yeah, you know me. I don't like to brag. I'm pretty humble. But however, I had a Zoom call this week with the one and only Joji. So we talked all about his new song, Gimme Love, his sophomore album. And I actually found out how he was inspired by my favorite show, The Office. That's right. I got all the tea.
That and a whole lot more coming up. But first, let's get inside the head of Fiona Apple.
See, the cool kids voted to get rid of me. I'm ashamed of what it did to me, what I let get done. It stole my fun, it stole my fun. Vegetable bolt cutters, I've been in here too long.
So after years of silence, Fiona emerged from the wilderness last month with news that she finished her fifth album, which is also her first record in 8 years, which is wild and makes me feel really old. It's called Fetch the Bolt Cutters, a title which was directly inspired by a line from British crime drama The Fall, where Gillian Anderson's lead detective calls for bolt cutters to unlock the door to a room where a young girl has been tortured. It's pretty awful, actually.
And at the end of March, Fiona's friend Zelda Hallman noted that an unnamed person suggested that she push back the album's release until October. And Zelda posted this video from Fiona with her take.
Should I release it? Soon, like really soon, I think I'm gonna.
And luckily for us, she did. We just heard the title track. But now, let's get into another song from the album, which shows off the defiance found throughout the LP. Here's Under the Table.
Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up. Kick me under the table all you want. I won't shut up. I won't shut up.
We're so ready for the song we're listening to right now. Sam Smith and Demi Lovato coming together for the dynamic and sultry new single, I'm Ready.
Yes.
Which arrived on Thursday, along with a video where the dynamic duo conquers all kinds of Olympic events. I mean, they're doing wrestling, diving, swimming. In short, it's awesome all around.
Yeah, and it was called, he kept calling it, Sam was like, the Queer Olympics are happening tonight. The regular Olympics are getting canceled, so the Queer Olympics are here. I was like, yes, Sam. Speak it. You're the best. The singers also got together for a live chat yesterday where they talked about the song, the video, life under quarantine, and also, well, a lot more. Here's a little of what they had to say.
That studio moment we have, getting to be in that room together, I just thought it was so cathartic, right? It was like a therapy session. We just sat and spoke for hours and sang a bit and then spoke for hours and then sang a bit.
I kept thinking that day, like, oh no, am I not working enough? This is really exciting for me because I've released duets with other people, but I haven't released one with a close friend in a long time, and it feels really exciting.
For me personally, babe, this has been amazing, but like, I also want to write again, and like, we've got to write our ballad.
Oh my gosh,
we've got to have our ballad moment. We've got to have that moment.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Moving on now. So Billboard's Karl Lamar caught up with DaBaby back in January on the Grammy red carpet, and the rapper did what he does best. I mean, he teased us without any mercy.
You've been teasing a lot of new music on Instagram. You're playing with our hearts, man. When can we expect some new music to drop?
ASAP. I'm trying to leak a whole album. Yeah, they keep playing. I'm going to leak a whole album.
All right. Well, we can't say we weren't warned. And, yes. You know, it's not technically a leak.
Mm-mm.
But we now have the highly anticipated new album, Blame It On Baby. And, oh, wait a minute. We've got the title track going right now.
Shade room, baby. Shade who? Everybody blame you. You ballin' like your Babe Ruth, baby. Huh? Blame it on baby. I let the beat build. Okay, kid, drop the beat. And watch me take it home, baby. Let's go.
The baby works fast. Blame It On
sure
Baby
does.
Is the follow-up to his sophomore studio LP, Kirk, which just dropped back in September and scored his first number one on the Billboard 200 albums chart.
So I think we can go out on a limb and predict big success on this new set. I mean, he's killing it right now.
Yes, he is.
Listen to this guest list. Okay, we got Future, Roddy Ricch, Quavo, NBA Youngboy, A Boogie with the Hoodie. Oh, and wait, this duo is featured on a track together. You know, just Ashanti and Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, why? How did you do it? They teamed up with DaBaby for Nasty. Take a listen.
The baby trying to have a threesome with Ashanti and Megan.
Baby, 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 baby.
And next up, Playboi Carti did some teasing of his own this week, sharing cover art for new music on Tuesday before hitting us with his comeback single and music video yesterday. The track is called At Meh. It features vintage video game-like beats. And of course, there's nothing meh about it. Cardi's signature baby-sounding voice. Now, we don't know if the new song signals the upcoming release of Cardi's hotly anticipated sophomore project, Whole Lotta Red, but our fingers are crossed. In the meantime, here it is. Playboi Carti with At Meh.
Wait is over. It is time to talk Joe G. He is just so cool. So we're listening to Run right now, his first release of 2020. Now the track dropped in February and it's the lead single from his upcoming sophomore album, which is the follow-up to 2018's Ballads 1. That set debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200, and Joe G also became the first Asian-born artist to top the Billboard R&B and hip-hop albums chart. And this week, listen, Fernando, we got some huge news. This is like huge, huge news for Joe G fans. Okay. The new LP has a title. It is called Nectar, and it's arriving July 10th via 88 Rising. Plus, we have the second single now, and I'm so into it. It is called Gimme Love.
These people don't heal, these people don't feel, these people are real, so make me the steel. Won't you give me love, give me.
Get right into the new track and the upcoming album with the man himself.
So a big week for you. You just released a new song, Gimme Love, and it's split up into two parts. So the first half is very like frenetic, upbeat, and then halfway through it shifts tones. And I want to hear from you, like, talk about these two separate parts and how it kind of came together.
Back in the day, I feel like you had a favorite part of a song. And now that's not really a thing anymore. So I thought it would just be nice to kind of, you know, have a song that's kind of just long and in two parts. But when I originally wrote it, I wanted to build off of what was already there. I actually took it to a band / orchestra and I said, hey, can we have it open up like this? And then we worked on it together from there.
Well, you also co-directed the music video for Give Me Love. Talk about how the concept came about.
In order to move forward with the song, I have to imagine the visuals in my head first. I like to imagine each song, even if it doesn't get a music video, I like to imagine each one does have a music video in my head. In this case, for the video and the song, I don't know, I went off this kind of this quote from like The Office, unfortunately. But
unfortunately, why unfortunately?
it's a great show. I'm playing around. They said something like, I wish we knew when we were living in the good old days instead of finding out later. Or it's like, I wish we knew we were in the good times when we're in the good times, something like that. One way to look at it is like when things are fast and urgent, like today, I guess you can lose track of like important things and forget to enjoy like the simple shit, like one another and stuff like that. And we see the video, we see in it like very clearly that even when we've completed what might be our life's work, those moments might mean like absolutely nothing, knowing what you sacrificed to get there. So what looks like good foresight can sometimes be like pretty crippling. So I think that's kind of the direction that the video is going in.
When watching your new video and then watching the video for Run, which I guess is also still new, but I noticed sort of the same theme of you, it's like you trying to escape something. And I wanted to know if that was a theme we're gonna see on the album.
Yeah, it's one of the stronger themes of the album, just kind of like the feeling of wanting to get out. That's open to interpretation. I don't, a lot of like probably like 95% of what I write is not like autobiographical, but yeah. I think this is something that especially today a lot of people can relate to it, whether it's like, you know, they're stuck like in their own head, or you could be stuck in a lot of different ways and like wanting to get out. So
stuck
like
in
it's
our
just
rooms
something
right
that,
now
like,
stuck at home.
Yeah,
sure, it's so relatable. Right,
exactly.
Now. When you talked to Billboard about your first album, Ballads 1, you said that the theme, like the inspiration behind it, was expressing uncertainty, changing. What would you say? Mm-hmm. And you kind of talked about it a little bit, but I just wanted to see if you could kind of put it into your own words, like what has been the inspiration behind Nectar?
This whole process, like it's been kind of, I think a lot of people can relate in general, but just kind of calm and urgent at the same time. We do a lot of waiting for a lot of big things, and we just have to sit still a lot of the time. It's just this idea of like a whole siren is going off, but there's no sound coming out of it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like you gotta keep your head low.
All right, we are moving on now to Kid Cudi, who's back with some new music that he first shared on an Instagram live chat with Jaden Smith.
It's just something I have been working on for a while. I thought it would be perfect for right now, and I just felt like putting something out to the world, you know, and giving you guys something to relax to and vibe to.
What's it called?
Leader of the Delinquents.
Yes.
There we go. Leader of the Delinquents is from his upcoming 7th studio album, Enter Galactic. This is Cudi's first music since his 2018 collaboration with Kanye West, Kids See Ghosts, which debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 albums chart. And it's his first solo music since 2016's Passion, Pain, and Demon Slayin'.
Yeah.
That peaked at number 11 on the Billboard 200.
Yeah, and Cudi actually teased Enter Galactic last year and announced he would executive produce, star, write, and soundtrack an animated Netflix series based on the LP. Now, there's no word yet on a release date, but we have the song, which delivers a heavy vibe featuring the Cleveland rapper rhyming about today's world, drugs, and mental health. So here's a little of the track now, Kid Cudi's Leader of the Delinquents.
Pumping first of the month with my fam, joking, rolling tree. You see this walking on my face, all hell, king, wizard in your mother space. You love it. The leader of the delinquents. 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 The leader of the delinquents. 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 Delinquents.
Y'all cool if I sing a new song?
I wrote it, you know, just about a lot of different things. You can take it as a song to a girl, or you can take it as a song about music, how much music means to me. And sometimes, you know, you have to let things go in order to stick around what you really love.
That's Morgan Wallen from an Instagram Live last month, where he sang the then unreleased track More Than My Hometown, which was released officially this week as his latest single. And he's got a new album on the way later this year.
Now, while we await the details on that LP, let's enjoy the track right now. Here's More Than My Hometown.
I love you more than the feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets the girl at the end of the book. But baby, this might be the last time I get to lay you down, 'cause I can't love you more than my hometown.
Billboard actually caught up with Morgan at last year's ACMs, where he shared his definition of country music. Take a listen.
Well, to me, I mean, I'm just thankful that I get to write about my life and the things that I grew up believing in and valuing, you know, and honest. I think I would just say it's honest. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
I believe that we will say, 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 I believe
is Mr. 305 Pitbull with the uplifting I Believe That We Will Win. The song dropped earlier this week, and all proceeds of the Empowerment Anthem will go towards charities like Feeding America and the Tony Robbins Foundation.
Nice.
Billboard's Griselda Flores spoke to the rapper-songwriter about how the track came about.
What inspired it all was somebody that's very close to me, up and coming in the music business, happened to play the chant for me at a basketball game. He showed it to me on the internet. And then he said, hey, I made a beat to this. Tell me what you think. So when he showed me the beat with the chant already, is when I said, oh man, I'll tell you what, it's crazy as you played it for me. This is literally when they just started to lock things down with the coronavirus, the COVID-19. And I told them, man, this is what the world needs right now. They need to believe that they will win, you know? If you look at television, and talk to you about the virus. And you look at your phone, and it talks about the virus. And you talk to your friend, and it talks about the virus. And even as positive as you are, you start to program your mind into fear and not believe in yourself. So I thought, man, this is the perfect message for what's going on right now. And, you know, I knocked out the record within a day and a half. And by the third day, we had already put out the snippet to everybody, because I really feel that message is needed right now more than ever.
I'm about to lose control, 'cause of my news.
All right, we are listening to A Muse, the lead single for Division's third album, which arrived today. It's called A Muse in Her Feelings, and we're looking at another all-star lineup of features. So Jessie Reyez, who we've been talking about a lot lately with her debut album, she's fantastic. She's on the track, Courtside, which we're listening to right now.
She ain't there for games unless they're courtside. Yeah, ain't trying to waste my time on your time.
Other collaborators include Party Next Door, Ty Dolla Sign, Summer Walker, and Future, who appears on this track, No Crying.
I'm a man of my word, and I said, fuck you, and I mean it. I could stop this pressure and go cop a new compressor.
And last month, Division released another collab, the advanced track Between Us, featuring Snow Allegra. And the song flips Usher's 1997 classic Nice and Slow. Let's take a listen now to a little bit of Genius and Apple Music's recent verified interview with Division, where they discussed Between Us.
Some days I take your time for granted. You could be the star in my universe if I just took time to plan it.
It's, you know, the play on the star, universe, and planet. It's also acknowledging, like, you could be the main, and you could be, you know, have that role in my life if I was taking the time to, you know, acknowledge what we have the right way.
Back to country music now. Brett Eldridge is back with Gabrielle, the first single from his fifth studio album, which drops on July 10th. In a recent interview with Annie Reuter for Billboard, Brett talked about why he didn't push back the release of his new song, as some other musicians have done in the current climate.
In the most dire and uncertain times for me, the one certain thing is music. So for me, it was pretty much a no-brainer of like, okay, if I have the opportunity to be able to give someone an escape from tough times and also give some optimism, give some, you know, be a voice in a tough time, if I can, you know, that's what other artists have done for me in tough moments in my life. Connection's a huge, huge thing in moments like this. So that's what I'm going for.
Yes, thank you for giving us the new music, Brett. I think we can all agree that we honestly really need it right now. Gabrielle finds Brett reflecting on the end of a relationship and ultimately wishing the other person the best. Let's check it out right now. Brett Eldridge with Gabrielle.
Was it your heart or mine? Or was it just the wrong time, Gabrielle? We never got back.
In the Billboard interview, Brett also revealed that Gabrielle really set the tone for what we'll be hearing on the upcoming LP.
Writing this album, the first song we recorded was Gabrielle, and I felt confident this was going to be a good one to start with and get a good energy. Well, we nailed it the first pass. They set up all the equipment and the microphone. I was just in the room with the guys, so if the guy's drumming next to me, you can probably hear, but that's okay. I wanted to feel like a live band. I wanted to feel natural and very open, and the piano in this song was so signature to this album that I think it started this whole record to give it a sound. So it starts off with that, and the guitars answering the chorus, and the way they we all play these guitars and answer to Gabrielle. It was like we nailed it in one pass. This song just kind of had the DNA of what the album is and what it has in store for the listener and for the fans. And so I think it was an important one to play first.
And finally... That's my girl, Lauren Uregui's current bilingual hit, Lento. And today she followed that up by dropping a new track called 50 Feet, which she actually debuted last month on Billboard's Live at Home concert series.
I need you more than 50 feet away.
So according to Lauren, she wrote the track, and I quote, "From the space of reflection on how I interact with the world energetically and the artwork truly encapsulates the feeling of distance spoken about in the song while asserting the closeness of my relationship to my loved ones." Let's listen now to the official release, Lauren Uregui's 50 Feet.
I need more than 50 feet. If you're my body, soul, and mind, I don't need you messing with mine. Out of sight, out of mind. I need more than 50 feet. Out of sight, out of mind.
Meanwhile, Lauren is hard at work on her debut album In Quarantine, and she recently talked about that with Billboard's Pop Shop podcast. Check out Pop Shop on Billboard.com for the whole thing, but here's a little bit of what she had to say.
She's still being worked on. She's still being tweaked.
But we know she's a she. We know that the album is a she at this point.
Now that I'm in quarantine. So I'm like, I've been piecing everything together. Last night I wrote down all the notes of like what needs to be finished on each song. And I'm going to start breaking that down and just getting those done and seeing who's available to do what. You know, usually to finish an album, you need to be in a studio. Luckily, I have some equipment, so I'm going to set it up. And I'm going to try to finish some stuff here. But for the most part, hopefully people that are involved with me on my album are down to like work on it remotely or from wherever they are.
All right, and that's our show for this week. Uh-huh. We've got so much music stacked up and ready to listen to. I can't wait to get back to it. And again, man, my playlists are fire right now. So much good new music.
Honestly, I was running the other day and I was like, whoa, this, like, I don't think my playlist has ever been better. So quarantine at least is giving us some good tunes to rock out to. And that's a good feeling for sure.
I love it. All right. We will see you guys next week. I'm Fernando Ventura.
And I'm Chelsea Briggs. We'll see you on First Stream Live.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash. Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.